Welcome to the Jay and Jack Show, featuring Jay, Jack, and friends. This podcast features just about anything you could possibly think about.
Cell phone bills.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. It's the Jay and Jack Show.
All right, hello everybody and welcome to the Jay and Jack Show.
Where's the song?
I put this in afterwards.
Oh. So we're doing the song, I have to redo the song thing.
Thank you, let's keep that one. That's only half crappy.
Okay. Crappy like your face.
Oh! Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
Friday re-recording of the Jay and Jack Show.
Oh, man.
The Leave It to Beaver.
Well, no, we took out, we recorded and Jack complained about cell phones for 20 minutes, and I...
No, hold on a second. It wasn't strictly about cell phones.
I'm not talking about nothing. But I was like, come on, man. You've griped about cell phone stuff for a while. It's old. Get some new material.
No, I was stating a fact.
We're already getting back into it. You can't help it. All right, so I want you to go through this whole entire thing without saying cell phone once.
Okay.
All right, can you do that?
Yep.
Okay.
But mobile phones.
All right,
I'm done with cell phones. I'm not talking about them.
So what's up, Jack? How's your week been?
It's been going pretty good. I was thinking about getting a razor to shave my head.
Why?
Because I've been shaving. You know, I've kind of tight there. I said, well, why don't I just get a razor and do it myself, not pay the barber to do it?
Yeah, exactly. It saves you $12, right?
And your mom goes, well, it's not like you could wreck it. So right there, that tells you that your hair just doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, if you get a buzz cut, and you put like the little it doesn't come with like the edge.
Well, she was saying like if you screwed up your haircut, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying like, but if you get like those little extension things and it's like a number two and you just go around, it's going to at least be even, right?
That's what I thought.
Yeah. So I don't think you can really screw it up.
First she was worried. She goes, but then she said you wouldn't screw it up. Then we've been playing Risk, but no one likes to play Risk with you.
Why not?
You're the human rain delay.
I like to think about my moves.
You're like the golfer that sits there and looks at the ball, walks around the ball, checks the wind, walks around, looks at the ball again, gets down on his knees, checks the ball, looks around. 30 minutes later, you're still waiting for him to hit the ball. You know, and you're that guy in Risk. And then every time we play, Jay has a little book that tells you how many men you have to get. You know, breaks down the math. I go, 4, 5, 6.
I know. I can't do math, okay?
We're not talking...
it's fuzzy math. I don't know how to do it.
It's not fuzzy math. It's simple math. But... we gotta play with Jay. I think you win. You know why you win?
Why?
Because nobody cares. After an hour watching, you just look at the board.
I don't take that long. Yeah, I take 2 minutes longer than everybody else.
That's longer than 2 minutes. We used to have this person took so long, we'd bring an egg timer out.
Uh-huh.
And he would go, boom.
Maybe that's what we should do. We should actually limit it, on chess or whatever.
Yeah.
You get so long to make your move. I think that'd be a nice element to bring into it.
That's why I have a problem playing chess and stuff like that. I just can't sit there and wait.
Yeah.
I've already got my move made. Just make your stupid move so I can go.
But I like thinking it through. I'll sit there and stare at the board for hours.
He does. He walks around looking at the board.
I like strategy. I love strategizing.
Yeah.
So that's why I think I really like this game a lot is the strategy.
And then we've been having an argument.
Okay.
About There Will Be Blood. Which yes. I think both of us agree it's a great movie.
I love the movie.
About halfway through the movie, I said, oh, it just dawned on me. Daniel Day-Lewis is...
Did we talk about it? I can't remember, but it was so funny. My grandma,
she goes, "Oh, he's one of it's
it won a camera. It's gonna be a great movie."
Because your mom didn't want to watch it. Your grandma, your nana wanted to watch it. I said, "Yeah, I'll watch it. I wanted to see it."
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we're all debating, and your nana goes, "It's gonna be. It has to be a great movie. He won an Academy Award."
Yeah,
halfway through the movie, I hate this movie.
She's like, "This is weird.
This is so stupid." Because you know why? Because it turned out it wasn't Daniel Day-Lewis. It was Sean Connery.
There will be blood.
See, it's not, though. It's there not Sean be. Connery. It's, okay.
Boy, get over here.
Okay, all right. Let's, okay, you can
I
do,
am the last of the Mohicans.
For those of you who have seen There
Look
Will Be Blood.
Look at my left foot.
For those of you who have seen There Will Be Blood, we're going to both do our impressions of the accent that he used, the dialect, and we'll see who you think is actually
I've already done it.
Okay, so why don't you go ahead.
There will be blood. Boy, what are you doing?
All right, so
I had it better when I was watching it, because I was like, because it was just bugging me through the whole movie. I go,
but it's not, exactly Sean Connery, because it's not like a Scottish accent.
Well, once I said Sean Connery, both your Nana and your mom said, yeah, it's Sean Connery.
They didn't even watch the movie.
I'm James Bond.
But it's like
007.
He talks more like, he's like, if I were an oil man, and I am, I would know how to do the oil business properly.
That sounds like you.
If I was an oil man,
right, boy, like over here, everyone. HW, this is a family business. So it's less, it's
HW,
more,
get over here before I slap you in the face.
So it's not like as Sean Connery.
It was Sean Connery. So now I'll go back, watch The Last of Mohicans. There'll be Daniel Day-Lewis doing Sean Connery and the left foot, Sean Connery. Every movie with Daniel Day-Lewis, I can't look at him now. I'm thinking,
all right, well,
he's just a Sean Connery. He should give his Academy Awards to Sean Connery.
Okay, well, you guys call in. Or write an email with your thoughts on what you think.
There will be blood.
If Daniel Day-Lewis's dialect and accent in There Will Be Blood, if it's just a Sean Connery ripoff.
It's Sean Connery ripoff.
I
think he's a Sean Connery fan, and he's just doing the Sean Connery.
So do you think he should have his Oscar revoked?
He should give it to Sean Connery. He has two of them, right?
Daniel Day-Lewis?
Yeah.
I think he only has one. Did he get one for Last of the Mohicans?
My left foot, I think.
He did?
I think so.
Oh, no,
I'm just kidding. He's a great actor. But
he is.
The whole time I was going... Because the movie is kind of, it's out there.
Yeah.
But I'm like going, what's his dialect? I'm going, who is he trying to be? It's Sean Connery. It's got to be Sean Connery.
I really liked it, though. I like the music. I love the music in it. It was really cool. It was done by the guitarist from Radiohead. I think it's Johnny Greenwood, I think. But it was really good.
No, it was a good movie. I thought your mom. I knew it was your mom.
But she doesn't like. I'm sick of it. She doesn't like any good movies. It's ridiculous.
She likes good movies as long as they're good that she likes. Movies that she likes.
But I don't get it.
You throw Dirty Dancing in there.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, explain it to me because you're married to her, so you understand her better. I don't get it. Why
she just like? But if you get her and a. There are certain things I've gotten her to watch, and she's like Band
okay,
of Brothers.
But is there
she'll watch it because.
But what is it about that movie that makes it better than like? She doesn't like amazing movies. And
well, she likes. She's more of the.
Does there need to be like a relationship-y thing in it, or
I think so. I think for her to get into, but not you know, Band of Brothers didn't have it.
That's just kind of all action.
I think if she likes the character and actor, she'll like the movie.
So she's more like the character and the, or maybe just the actor. Says if I like that actor,
yeah.
Okay.
So I'm kind of open to everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of, I'll give it, except, you know, well, not everything. I like Dirty Dancing. We have to watch this again.
Well, it's like, it's,
if I've
I'm kind of with you too. It's like, and if it has that cute title.
Yeah, once she says cute, we watched the other day. I go, what are you watching? She goes, oh, it's, I go, well, is it any good? She goes, it's cute. I go, all right, see you later. I got up and walked away. I didn't even know what camera it was, but I said, I'm not watching it.
And I think that's like, for most guys, that's like the death knell for like
cute,
any movie. And when the
down.
Girl says, it's cute. It's like, okay.
That
bye.
Just means it's horrible.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you guys watched 27 Dresses.
Yeah, that was brutal.
And I said, I'm not watching this movie.
Yeah.
And they go, why? I go, this movie's been done 1,000 times. I go, I'm not going to tell you how it ends. I'll write it down. And I was right. I didn't even watch it. But I said, but this is how it's going to end.
It doesn't matter. Like, they can have, like, different plot points, but it all equals, like, A plus B equals C.
Yeah.
And that's, like, every single one.
Yeah, just, come on, guys. Something new. Something hip.
Yeah, I agree.
Something light. Something fancy.
I agree. Anything else exciting?
Well, we were talking about the internet yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're upset about that.
Yeah, ridiculous.
And it's going to happen. I'm sorry. People are addicted to the internet.
Well, I don't know. I think if we make a stand, if those who don't know, they're thinking about charging premiums if you download a lot of bandwidth.
How much would they charge?
For like the top tier level, I think it'd be like an extra $50.
Oh, you're rich.
A month.
You're a rich guy. They're going to do it because they have people hooked on it. People aren't just going to give it up.
I don't know. I think we should just like totally...
The only
together
way,
and
only
take
way,
over the
only
cable
way it won't
companies.
Work is if everyone says no, I'm not going to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
well,
not,
I'm surprised
that's not
like that entertainment venues are going to allow that to happen because that's where kind of entertainment's going is on the internet.
Yeah, you think they'd have some power, but
and I think actually Google is making a stand too and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And Google's always been pretty good at advocating, you know.
And we can hope
rights and stuff like that.
And then I was watching you today. You're just the. You run the you're not you don't run the day camp, but you
not
no,
anymore.
But you work the day camp. You're kind of like the killjoy.
What do you mean?
We're having all the fun with the kids and stuff like that, and the kids are laughing and singing, and they're having a great time for the first time in weeks. They're forgetting about the gas prices, and they're having a good time. Here comes Jay over here. They need to stop. They're having too much fun.
No,
they need to stop.
Now, I know it's tough for you to say, because you just say, oh, hey, let's play this game, and okay, now you get to go upstairs for the next 3 hours, and I don't have to have no responsibility whatsoever, and I have none now.
That's not what it is. They were having good times.
No, so you had them throwing balls around, pegging each other. They were running around in the front of the lobby with parents picking up their kids running in.
It's not like they were running with scissors in their hand. They had a Nerf ball.
Yeah, but they're pegging each other with it. And
it's a Nerf ball.
And running around. But you know what happens? Especially with, it was like the hockey kids. Those hockey kids are going to go upstairs and they're going to find something that's hard, like a plastic, something, a solid plastic, and then chuck it at somebody. Because they have that kind of energy.
A little stricter upstairs, but with a Nerf ball.
No, it's because you set these guidelines and you let them go wild.
You know,
hog
kids,
wild,
they just want to have fun. Kids just
We do have fun.
Have
we have
fun,
a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's why they came downstairs like, oh, here comes Jay. Jay's going to make us stop having fun.
The parents walk in, the kids are all going crazy and throwing balls around, but the parent gets hit in the head.
And the kids come home and go, yeah, we were having fun until Jay came over.
I stand by my decision.
That's fine.
You're going to be a terrible, you and mom are going to be terrible grandparents.
Killjoy. Just no fun. You're just not mm-hmm. fun. You're not a fun guy.
Okay.
I guess that's how you got your name Bitter.
Because if you let the kids run wild, they're not going to stop. You can have fun, go play, you know, run out of energy, but don't let them just do whatever in the world they want and feel free.
I'm not saying it was a Nerf ball.
But still, it's that they're still running around doing whatever they want.
It's a Nerf ball. They had their pants up.
You're so contradictory. You still have like a little remnants of your youth, and then you just need to get through this like midlife crisis thing, just get to your old age, so you can just be like solidly on one thing.
What do you mean?
Huh?
What are you saying?
I don't know, it's just like one week it's like baggy pants, kids. Kids are terrible these days. And it's like, oh, let the kids have fun. Let them run around and do what they want.
They are terrible.
Uh-huh.
But there's nothing wrong with having fun as long as it's structured.
That wasn't structured. And you know it.
But if you want to see, actually, if you guys have HBO,
uh-huh.
Dana Carvey has a special on right now.
Yes.
And it's hilarious. And there's a good part. Of course, you don't want to watch. If you're around Jay, don't watch it because he'll tell you not to laugh.
No, it was really good. It was really good.
Wait, are you having fun? We need to turn this off.
No, it was really good.
Jay's a killjoy. Jay won't. I don't want to watch that.
Aww. No, it was really good.
But Jay at first said he didn't want to watch it. He goes, oh, Dana Carvey. He has his old saying.
You know, I love Dana Carvey's stand-up. I really do. But like, I've seen a couple, and he just did the same stuff over and over again. So I had a feeling that he was just kind of repeat his sets.
It was hilarious.
But it was great. He had like all new sets.
If you listen to the Married Man podcast, and if you do, if you guys have some problems out there, can you send us some emails? Because we have no emails for this next podcast coming up. And the longer the less emails, more we have of Dale speaking. And his list this week, we need to cut it short. No pun intended.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about what
we don't want him going on with this list. So it's yeah. Anyway, so if you can call, give us some calls or send us an email at merrymanpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that's merrymanpodcast@gmail.com. If you got some problems, any relationship things going on, hey, it's a good week for your email to be read because
all right,
we're a little short on emails. But what were we talking about? Oh, Dana Carvey. We talked a week ago how the kids are out of control and parents don't discipline them and stuff like that. And there's a bit in there he does. It's right on target, and it's hilarious.
Yeah. I'm also, for those of you who are wondering where Cliff's segment is, we're going to move that to the uncut feed because he's getting a little too controversial.
He is becoming the Howard Stern of podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
He's into it.
Yeah.
He's on the boards right now defending himself.
Yeah.
I've got him. He's not running and hiding.
He's standing by his convictions, I guess.
I guess there was a someone had a suggestion, Natalie Portman versus, is it Kara?
Keira Knightley?
Keira Knightley.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I'd have to ask the hybrid who he'd say hi to. So I'm waiting for him to respond to that.
Okay. Between those two, I think it's really tough.
It is tough, but I think Natalie Portman, she looked good with no hair.
That is true. She does look good with no hair. But Keira Knightley is really hot. But I think if I actually want to like be in a relationship with somebody, I'd pick Natalie Portman. I think she'd be a fun person to actually kind of date or whatever.
Aren't you in a relationship with someone?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, okay. it's all theoretical. I'm just saying, like, that would be the one I'd
pick. They could be listening.
They're not listening.
Well, what if they are? And now you just upset Keira Knightley. You just said, well, she's not relationship material.
No, I'm just saying between the two, I don't know. I'm just basing it on...
She's just pickup artist material. Hi.
I'm just basing it on...
there's a notch in my belt.
I'm just basing it on, you know, whatever. Public perception, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But if I had to say, I'd say Keira Knightley's hotter, I think. Overall. But there's just something about Natalie Portman.
both girls are attractive.
They are, definitely.
And talented.
And definitely.
So if they're listening, remember Jack said that you're both lovely and talented.
Jay, you want it all.
Jay just wanted a notch on his belt. Hi.
I don't need a notch on a belt. I'm in a healthy, wonderful relationship.
Hi. I'm trying. It doesn't work. Hi.
You don't really have any material to work with or people to work with here.
Hi.
Yeah, like if you didn't do that again.
What?
Say hi to me like that.
You liked it.
Maybe a little bit uncomfortable. Yeah.
You got to be careful who you say hi to. I guess. And then we had some sad news this week.
Yes, Tim Russert.
Yeah, I was in the shower and the guy on the radio said, Tim Russert just passed away. I go, Tim Russert? I'm drawing him. I go, no way.
Yeah.
I go,
that was a shocker.
And that was a shock. And what I liked about Tim Russert, the fact that I think he was one, I think he voted a certain way, but you didn't know it.
Well, exactly. He wasn't about playing for either side. He was like a political guy.
No, when you went on Meet, because I love watching Meet the Press. I'm into politics and stuff like that. He was fair, but he'd hammer you. If you started to go a little to the, trying to skate around it, he'd bring you back in. Mm-hmm. And he was hard on people. And he was smart.
And he had the facts too. Yeah. So, he'd show where you were contradicting yourself. Yeah, and
they'd bring tape up and the guy would come back and go, why'd I come on this show? Why'd I do it?
Yeah.
It was just sad. And, he's only 55?
50. I thought it was 58.
Yeah, 58. It's just too
Which young. Is a shame, really, this political season. The election's coming up, and it's a big loss,
Yeah, well, during the debates, him and Brian Wilson did a great job, and then you had Stephanopoulos and...
they did a crappy job.
I was like, and they went like a first hour asking all these stupid questions.
Yeah, just
and then
lame
finally
questions.
They got to the... meat and potatoes, like going, come on, guys, this is for President of the United States. Can we ask something serious here?
Yeah, not the softball questions.
Yeah. So. What's your favorite color? Oh, wait, my handlers didn't tip me on that one. Kind of stuck on that. Can I get back to you on that?
So, yeah, that's a big loss in the world where it's a straightforward,
Well, in today's media where you have Fox News, MSNBC, and CNN, I think Fox News, you could pretty much...
Is to the right.
To right, and CNN's probably to the left.
Yeah.
And then MSNBC, there's a couple guys on there you can figure out.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I think they're probably
set. They're pretty in the middle. Yeah.
So it's sad and too bad. And then also Charlie Jones, sports announcer, he used to do a lot of the Charger games.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he died. He used to come in the store I used to work at and make copies of his of the week's...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I used to come in a store in La Jolla, and I used to make his copies for him, and his book, his program guide.
You went over there by the Albertsons?
No, the one in La Jolla Shores.
Oh, La Jolla Shores, okay.
Yeah. So I used to come in there and do that, and he was a nice guy.
Also, Stan Winston of, Aliens, Terminator, Jurassic Park, just about, and most recently Iron Man, any animatronics or, creature or whatever, he was, had his hand in it, and he died.
It's just sad.
Yeah. So some big losses, and hearts go out to all the families.
Right.
All right, Jack, what do you say we get into verses for today? Batman versus Superman.
I say we do it.
All right, here we go.
I think Superman won, right?
We'll see. Here we go. All right, guys, now it's time for versus Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
What?
Just some of the comments. It's like, oh, Superman, he follows the rules. I can't vote for him.
Well, it's just, Superman's a goody two-shoes, Nobody likes a goody two-shoes.
In this world, who would want a good guy? Who wants somebody that does...
Batman is a good guy, but he's a guy who gets the job done.
Who wants a guy that follows the rules, does things without thinking of himself... Just a good guy. No, we don't want him.
But, there's certain bad guys out there that, they need to be dealt with and that don't need the protection of the law.
Yeah.
Superman would catch the bad guy and then hand him over and then just break out again. Batman, he'd take care of business.
I don't know what you're going to play one of the calls, but someone was saying that Batman was real. No.
She means more that he's a human being.
I know. I'm just giving her a hard time.
And Superman's an... fake alien.
He's not fake. He's real.
He's an alien.
He's the Man of Steel. He's real.
He doesn't even have any steel in him.
How do you know?
Because I know.
You don't know.
No.
You don't.
He doesn't have any steel in him. He has a hard exoskeleton.
tough guy.
Like an ant.
He's cool.
He's not cool.
He is cool.
He's like, he seriously is like, he's like, you know, I don't know, like lamey pants.
Okay, if you're in trouble and Superman came to save you, what would you do? Go, I'm sorry, Mr. Lamey Pants. I'm sorry. No, you're a goody two-shoes. Let me just die.
No, I say, thank you, Superman. I really appreciate it, but Batman's cooler than you.
I forgot to bring up that one, going back to your baggy pants. Someone sent us an email about how they got mugged.
Uh-huh.
And the reason, Mom asked, why didn't you run away? He was afraid his pants would fall down.
Okay, well, that's not, my bags, my pants don't sag like that. I can run whenever I need
so,
to.
So if Superman came, he'd probably go, hey, I'm not helping you. You know, they'd probably both give you a cape. Help your boxers.
Wow. Where do you come up with these? They're so great. All right, let's see.
But I'm not bitter. Go ahead and announce it, though. I like them both.
Uh-huh.
Growing up as a kid, Superman and Batman were probably my
favorite. But the Adam West Batman was cheesy and lame.
Who won?
Because you got your stupid cronies to come in and...
What? So you're saying anyone that listens to me
cronies.
Is stupid?
Cronies.
Cronies. Adam West was cool.
All right. So, with 40 votes, this was a big versus. A lot of votes.
Well, there was a lot of interest, and people were like, whatever. It's funny, though. Most of the calls were for Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Calls and emails were for Superman, but the voting didn't reflect the calls and email.
All right. So,
probably what it was, one person got an account and just voted for Superman or a Batman like 60.
How do you know it's not the other way around?
Because Batman people cheat. Superman. Anyone who votes for Superman's for truth, justice, and the American way. It's, they're for good guys. They're for what's right in the world.
Okay.
High cell phone bills.
All right, let's get into some phone calls with what you guys thought about Batman versus Superman.
Superman. You know, he makes me smile. He came out when the Superman returns, when he's lifting up the airplane. You know, Batman can't do that. Batman, I understand Batman is cool. He's just a regular old human. But it's Superman. Superman is the basis of everything superhero-like. You know, super fast. They had to give him weaknesses to be able to make him likable, but that's why he's the best superhero. It's Superman, all the way. Oh, yeah, it's Jose from Brooklyn. Bye. Princess.
Jay and Jack, just listen to your first podcast. This is Chris from Colorado. Loved it. Very funny. Very funny stuff. But I suspect that Jack might be lactose intolerant. You may want to look into that. Superman. Although I like Batman, Superman will definitely win. Take care. Bye-bye.
Jay, Jack, this is Darla in Canada. I had to call you while I'm driving on my cell phone because I'm listening to your podcast and you're discussing who's better, Batman or Superman. Jay, I'm sorry to tell you this, buddy, but Jack's got it right. Superman is better. You want to know why? Because Batman's all about vengeance. Superman just cares too much. That's the sign of a true hero. He's too dark and he's too hateful. You need somebody with love and just wants to, you know, fly around and save people. So Superman all the way. You guys rule. You got the best podcast out there. Thank you so much for everything that you do, and have a great day. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Stephanie from Dallas. I just wanted to put in my two cents about the verses. I can't believe I've listened to you for this long, and I've never called in about Lost, but apparently I feel passionately enough about verses to call in this week. I'm totally pro-Superman, and here's why. I think that Superman, he totally embodies everything good about people. He does the right thing. He fights for good, and I think Batman, although he's mostly good, he definitely has a dark side, and sometimes he throws little tantrums and stuff like that. So Superman, always 100% good, and he's hot. So my vote's for Superman, go Jack, and you guys keep up the great work. We'll keep listening. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Keith from Norge, Virginia. I guess it's near Williamsburg, Virginia. And I just wanted to call and congratulate you all on the first episode. It sounded great. Just finished listening to it. I'm a first-time caller. And about the Batman versus Superman deal, I'm going to have to go with Batman because he's got more of a, you know, kind of a renegade style to him, and Superman gets stuck behind his Boy Scout limitations, if you will. And I've got a great idea as far as the mustard versus ketchup is that let's just have them both. Mix them up, put a little black pepper in there, even a little hot sauce, and dip your fries in that. Then everybody's happy. It's like the best of both worlds. Crazy mustard and ordinary ketchup. All right. I'll keep listening to y'all. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, so 40 votes for Superman with 38.8% of the vote.
Yep.
And with 63 votes and 61.1% of the vote.
And 62 from one person.
Batman.
Now, do you think the reason Batman did better is because his movies lately, the Batman movies have been better than the Superman movies? The last Batman movie was a lot better than the Superman movie. Even though I did like
the Superman movie was actually really good.
No, I liked it, but the Batman movie I thought was better than the Superman movie.
Yeah, because just it's Batman is a better story. Because he's darker and he's had a troubled past.
No, boo.
Superman, he's gonna live. He's Superman. He's not gonna get hurt. I mean, he can seem like he's getting hurt, but he's not. He's Superman and he's boring. But Batman, his story is really interesting, and he has the best villains. Batman has the best villains.
Better than Lex Luthor.
Lex Luthor's just a bald guy.
Gotta like Lex Luthor. Lex Luthor is cool. Mr. Luthor.
But yeah, so Lex Luthor's just a guy, but Batman, he has like cool supervillains.
I would say Batman has the best villains.
Yeah, and he has a lot of good. Superman has what? One really big arch nemesis.
Well, you know why? Because only one person's willing to take on Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone can take on Batman. He's a punk. Take away his belt, what does he got? Cool car, but what else do they have?
He has his muscles and ability for ninja. He wouldn't need his belt, and he could take people out. It's not all in the belt. It's just like some things. All right. Like,
he has his ninja powers. I have a gun. Who's going to win?
He darts. And his suit is bulletproof.
Not a headshot.
Yeah, he still has the mask.
I just hit him in the face.
Use him in the mouth?
In the mouth.
He'll just duck in time.
Be like the Matrix?
Yeah.
All right. I don't care. I'm not bitter. It's not like I'm going to lose any sleep over this.
He will, though. He'll relate to cell phone somehow, and then he'll stay up for like 2 days straight.
I am not anti-cell phone. I'm anti-paying overpaying over.
And you're anti-people talking on them all the time.
It's ridiculous. Get a life. Driving to North Carolina, there's no law.
It is, starting July.
Here, too?
That's what I hear. That's what people are telling me. I thought it was just in California, but in July.
There. Wow. Cool.
New York, you can't do it either. When I'm up there, I'm like, oh, I can't talk to myself.
Because we've said a thousand times here before, people can't drive here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just given one more thing to distract.
But you know what? New York drivers are worse.
They think they own the road.
Well, they don't merge either. Maybe Californians are the only people that know how to merge, but they don't merge at all. Like, they just stop.
That's what they do here.
No, but
it must be an East Coast thing.
And then they don't like merge. They go out and they go slow, and then it just slows down all the lanes of traffic.
Yeah, speed up, slow down, speed up. It's a simple thing. That little thing called the gas pedal.
Yeah, exactly.
Take your foot off, put your foot on. Take off, put on.
It doesn't require to slam on your brakes, and all the people and others need to slam brakes, and you don't need to just all of a sudden dart out from you. You merge. You go with the flow of traffic.
Anger.
It must be an East Coast thing. Yeah, I don't know. They didn't train their drivers properly.
No.
So there we go. I won, Batman.
Yay. What did you win?
Nothing. Respect.
Okay, hybrid.
I'm not hybrid.
Yeah, I should I out you? There is no cliff. Jay is hybrid.
Yeah, that's what it is. I'm a pickup artist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Jack, you want to get into what our verses for next week is going to be?
Yes.
Yes. All right. So the verses for next week is going to be Matthew Fox versus
Josh
Holloway.
And I pick. I'm going to take Matthew Fox.
Okay. And I will take Josh Holloway.
Because he's like, it's like Superman Batman.
Mm-hmm, it is. It is.
It's exactly. If so.
Should it be Sawyer versus Jack?
Well, who else you want to pick?
Well, I'm just saying we shouldn't like the actors' names. Let me just say the actors. Are we actually basing it on Sawyer and Jack? It probably should be Jack and Sawyer.
Maybe it should be a combination of both.
Eh, okay.
I don't think you can separate one without the other. Because I'm going to pick Matthew Fox because if you get him drunk, you can find out the answers to Lost. Now, I'm picking, Sawyer, if Josh Holloway get drunk, you're probably just having fun.
You're having a great time.
Probably having fun hanging out with Josh Holloway.
Exactly.
But you're not getting any answers, though. Plus, you know, that's who you need. That's who Hybrid needs for the pickup artist. You go out with Josh Holloway. Am I right?
Yes.
They're both good-looking guys.
Yes, they are.
I think I'm secure enough with my masculinity to say that, so. I think so. Yeah.
I'm gonna pick Josh Holloway because he's a sexy guy. I'll be man enough.
I don't know if I'm man enough to admit that.
I'm man enough to admit it.
He does like to swim without his shirt on.
Yeah, and but the jeans on, which is kind of opposite. No. I'd hate to swim in jeans. It should be like the worst.
So we said before he should have taken the jeans off.
Yeah,
and the shirt.
The ladies would have been happy still.
Ratings
through the roof. But
he's an outdoor guy too.
He's
I'm talking about Josh Holloway.
Yes, and his character is really nice, and he's been developing very nicely lately. And Jack's still the whiny doctor.
He's not whiny. Anytime you're made to be the leader,
you're gonna take me to that place, and you're gonna.
Okay, look. You know what the problem is?
What?
He's gone 4 years without a cell phone. He can't talk. Can't talk to his ex-wife. Sawyer has nobody to talk
to. You're going to take me to that station. I'm going to get to that helicopter right now.
What about Sawyer? Hey, bud.
Oh, man. There's our picks.
I'll take Matthew Fox because
all right,
he seems like a cool guy.
All right, what do you say we get into Ralph's movie reviews?
Oh, I forgot about Ralph.
Yeah, all right.
Sorry, Ralph.
Here we go. All right, guys, now it's time for Ralph's movie review, and he says he's going to have a couple new movies for us to talk about today.
Yeah.
I see a lot of movies.
So things have changed since the last show I did with you guys. Mm-hmm. First of all, I realized that I only had, 3 days in between recording, which isn't enough time for me to write a song and do all that other stuff I promised.
Yeah, you did promise a song.
I did promise a song.
Yeah, I was.
And we had a lot of listeners that were sitting there waiting, going, I can't wait to hear Ralph's song on the next podcast.
Well, I think the regular, we should just do it like every Monday, so then you have like a full week.
Yeah. Well, I have the next 2 days off, so I'll work on that. But I've been working since the last, I've been at work since the last recording.
So you have a job?
Yes.
Podcasting doesn't pay the rent?
No. No way.
Wow. Are you sure?
Podcasting barely pays for our mics.
The podcasting.
I will have a song. I thought about doing the movie pick song and putting Ralph's review instead of singing movie picks. But I didn't know which song to lay down behind it. I didn't know whether to use the news, the music that Jack sings music movie picks over, or the actual movie picks song.
I think either one works.
Well, we're still going to use the news music for the news segment, so probably the other one.
Okay.
Is the one
but I'll come up with a song. It might be a cappella because I don't really know how to play any instruments other than the nose flute, but I might play the nose flute, so.
Yeah. Jay doesn't know how to play an instrument either, so.
No.
It really doesn't matter.
All right, Ralph, so what do you have for us this week?
Okay, I promised two movies this week, and I'm going to deliver you two movies this week. Unfortunately, they're not going to be the movies that I mentioned last time. I did not.
It was supposed to be the Hulk and
The Happening.
The Happening.
So what happened?
The Happening happened to me. Actually, I got sick Friday night. Stevie and I were supposed to go see it. I don't know if it was food poisoning or what, but throughout the day, I kept getting text messages that said that it was a horrible movie. It was just absolutely awful.
It's terrible.
Which one? The Happening?
Yeah, The Happening.
Which one is that?
That M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yeah, it's the M. Night movie with Mark Wahlberg, where people are starting to kill themselves spontaneously.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, that's not good?
No.
I hear it's really stupid.
I got a text message from my Darmalar's partner Ben, and he said this is all that it said in the text message. It said more like The Crappening. So
that was, so he's still talking to you?
Yeah,
even though you blew him off the last time.
Yeah, I don't know. The one message I did receive is that, for those of you that listen to my other show, Cue the Music, that James Newton Howard's score for The Happening is the best part, that the score is really good. So I'll probably just pick that up and listen to it without seeing the movie until DVD.
But, yeah, James Newton Howard, I love him. He's great.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see a score for Batman, The Dark Knight.
You know what's tough about that is I really don't like Hans Zimmer whatsoever. And it's James Newton Howard and Hans Zimmer doing the score to Batman or Dark Knight. And I just...
But you know that like Hans Zimmer's just totally slacking and he's letting James Newton Howard do all the work.
Yeah, I heard an interview with them yesterday, and it turns out that Hans Zimmer decided to take... do all the music for the Joker, which I was like, oh man, the Joker's gonna be the best part and my least favorite composer's working on that. So I don't know.
I guess we'll have to see.
It would be like if there was a score done by Michael Giacchino and Burt Bacharach in a Western and Jay had to listen to bump, like bump, hated bump, the Burt Bacharach bump, parts. Bump, 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 bump,
bump. Hey, great movie. Have you ever seen Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
So that's what it's like for me with the Batman score.
Academy Award. Yeah. Won the Academy Award.
Speaking of,
Have you ever seen Butch Cassidy and the Sundance
Kid? I have not, but it's out on Blu-ray, so I'm probably going to buy it.
Best movie. It's score. You saw The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, right?
Yes. Yes.
And you ended up liking it.
I loved
it, right?
I thought it was great.
Do you like Paul Newman?
Yeah. I haven't seen him in many movies, but I do like him.
If you like Paul Newman, Robert Redford work great together.
The only problem is the score nearly ruins the movie.
No, it's supposed to be like a modern Western. That's what it's supposed to be.
Like Shanghai Noon?
No, not not that modern. No.
I'll check it out. I'm gonna check it out. But
it's my if you remember, it's my favorite movie of all time.
Yeah,
I think it was number one. It. No.
Bum, 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 bum. You know what? Burt Bacharach, you guys were discussing Burt Bacharach and how Jack mentioned it or asked Jay if he liked his music in Austin Powers. My favorite Burt Bacharach tune is the theme to The Blob. I love that theme. If you ever get a chance.
I've never heard it, I don't think.
The original Steve McQueen.
That's funny you mentioned that. There's a question for you on the five regarding that.
Awesome. I'm excited. Okay. speaking of Hans Zimmer, who I don't like, and composers that I do like, I just got back from watching Kung Fu Panda.
How was that?
Very, very entertaining. I really enjoyed Kung Fu Panda. I remember when I first saw like the trailer for it, for some reason it reminded me of Beverly Hills Ninja with Chris Farley.
Yeah.
You guys, it's a great movie. It's a really good movie, yeah. It's a lot of fun. Jack Black is perfect. It's really, really, really good.
Because I didn't really find his role in Shark Tale. Like, I didn't think he really had a lot of Jack Blackness to the Shark Tale movie.
This is from the opening scene, you can tell like it's 100% Jack Black. It's really cool. Awesome. I can't recommend it enough.
Okay. Oh, do you have your rating system? Can you give it a rating?
I was thinking about this like 5 minutes before we recorded. I was trying to give like a yay or nay, not so much like a number of stars. Kind of do it like Ebert and Siskel. It's like a thumbs up, thumbs down. And I was thinking of something like fork out the cash or save your money. Something where it's like, because movies are so expensive now that, you know, are you willing to fork out the cash or should you, save your money? So something like that.
We used to say years ago, a lot of people say it's an HBO movie. For it to come out on HBO.
Yeah. Or okay, I can always go with stick it in your queue.
The cash.
Fork out the cash or stick it in your queue. I could do that.
Whatever works for you.
No. It's your segment, so it's your call.
I'll fine tune that. But okay. I say definitely check out Kung Fu Panda if you're looking for a really good, fun, family-friendly movie. It's really good. Okay. Dustin Hoffman is a voice in the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He plays the master that helps.
You can't go...
What's that?
He's only ever made one bad movie, Dustin Hoffman.
What's that?
Oh, Hook. That's not true. That can't be true.
Horrible. That's horrible. Hook well, is great. Ishtar is bad, too, Hook. But Hook is horrible.
Oh, yeah, Hook. The score to Hook is good. I'll give you that.
It doesn't save the movie.
But the movie was great. David Cross is a voice. Seth Rogen.
Oh, he is? Nice. Oh, really?
Angelina Jolie. Gosh.
Did she sound pregnant?
No. Ian McShane. Ian McShane was the villain. Yes.
Oh, nice. He makes a great villain.
Yeah, and then who else? Jackie Chan, Lucy Liu. It was
really.
Yeah, it's a really.
Man, they got a lot of people in there.
Did Jackie Chan do his own stunts?
Yes. Yes, he did.
Okay. He's getting up there in age. But yeah. I know he does his own stunts.
Yeah. all right, so check out Kung Fu Panda.
Definitely, and that's the score is Hans Zimmer and John Powell. John Powell is a good, very good guy. As far as
yeah, you and Carlton Cuse share the love of
that's
Powell, right?
That's what kind of brought us together. unfortunately, my arch nemesis before that moment, which was caught on tape.
It was so great. Yeah. I think you said it just like. Son of a bitch.
Yes.
It ruined you. It ruined the whole trip, didn't it?
No, I mean, I think with film music that if there's any fans out there, I immediately have a kind of kinship because it's not really like a, there's not a huge fan base. So, I mean, it's good to hear that people appreciate the work of film composers. So, you know.
you can live on the same earth as him now, right?
Yes, that's okay.
All right, so that's you saw Kung Fu Panda. Happening sucked. How about the whole?
Well, I don't know about the happening. I would have to see the happening.
But like based on your friends and
yeah,
and other people, they said it's.
He's not sure about the crappening.
I really like M. Night's movies also. I think they're all fine. So I don't know. I might have a different point of view, but
so you're still going to go see it
eventually.
Yeah.
But last night, Steve and I went to go see The Incredible Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
Which is it's kind of a reboot of the Ang Lee. Like the Ang Lee one has nothing to do with this. But the good part is they really don't get into the origins of the Incredible Hulk again. So during the opening credit sequence, they show you becoming the Hulk. So you don't have to sit through that all over again. So by the time the movie starts, you already know he's, you know, Bruce Banner is going to turn into the Incredible Hulk.
Sweet.
It's, I really enjoyed it. What's his name? Edward Norton, Liv Tyler, Tim Roth, and I can't think of his name. Tim Blake Nelson, who was in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? He was the third brother. All give extraordinary performances. The performances are
really
awesome. Lou Ferrigno is in the movie.
can't go on with Lou.
Yeah. I have to say it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. It's kind of tough though, because you follow these characters and they're such good performances that you kind of lose something in the last, you know, 20 to 30 minutes, because you're kind of following this bad guy and you're following Bruce Banner. But at the end you get a good 20 minutes of these two CG characters duking it out. So it's kind of tough for me to like think, oh, you know, it's the same people, you know, it's CG. Yeah. It turns into, you know, a CG monster fight.
So like the emotion from the live actors' performances didn't like carry as well into the CGI characters.
Yeah. But I mean, the movie's great, and I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to call this a spoiler, but, for people who may not be familiar with the Marvel universe, Marvel Comics, they do bring up the Super Soldier project from World War II, which is the same project that created Captain America.
Yeah, Captain America.
They don't mention Captain America in the movie, but they're definitely setting up this Avengers movie that's going to happen in the next couple years. Avengers.
Yeah, because I was reading an interview with, I can't remember his name, John something that did Iron Man.
And John Favreau.
He's like, yeah, thank you. And he's working the third Iron Man to like go into the Avengers. So there would be a second Iron Man. And then the third one would culminate in the Avengers with all the other Marvel ones they're setting up.
Yeah. Marvel Studios did definitely already started mixing movies together with Samuel Jackson playing Nick Fury in Iron Man. That already sets up the Avengers. And then there's a special appearance in the Hulk, which I think, did I mention last time?
No, but I've heard about it.
It's on the television commercials. But
yeah,
it's weird because it's the very last scene of the movie, which ties Iron Man into the Hulk. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see this going over the next couple of years, all the way up to the Avengers movie, which will have, you know, all these actors in it together in one big superhero movie. So
that will be insane.
It's really fun to watch. It's almost like comic books coming to life. It's like these crossovers.
Yeah.
So, but the Hulk is pretty cool. It's cool in that sense that you get this kind of, it gives you this larger world. It's cool.
Nice.
All right.
So you would say definitely check it out.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of fun. The action is cool. The acting is outstanding. There is a moment that they play the Hulk theme from the television show.
Oh, nice.
Nice. And it's very fitting. It's very subtle, but you know it's there.
Did Burt Bacharach play the
No. Bacharach didn't play it.
Now, I don't know if this is a spoiler or not, but Bill Bixby makes an appearance as Bruce Banner is flipping through the television. They play courtship of Eddie's father, and it's Bill Bixby on the screen. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Which is a great theme song and almost made my top 10.
What?
Courtship of Eddie's father.
The Hulk theme song is awesome, though.
Yeah, the Hulk thing is great.
But a question.
Okay. I was going to say, how'd they bring Bill Bixby back?
So what was, like, did it make up for the first Hulk movie? Did you feel like this was the Hulk movie that you wanted to see the first time?
Like I mentioned last time, I liked the parts in the old Hulk movie, or the other Hulk movie, which was like less than 10 years ago.
Yes.
With like the Hulk. But yeah, this is a much better... This feels more like the TV show and much more like the comic. Like to stop the Hulk, they bring in these big tanks with these cannons on top that are like sonic blasters. They look like speakers on top of these tanks. So they shoot out these sonic waves that you could almost see in comic book form, like the rings, the rings of sound going out. It's very much like a comic book.
Now, it's one really cool thing about Ang Lee's Hulk was the way they did the frames, like a comic
the editing.
Book frame.
Yeah,
yeah. Did they do that in this one? Or they
no, they didn't do any of that in here.
Okay.
It was straight. It was straightforward editing. But I mean, the pacing, it's really quick paced. It doesn't slow down at all. It's a really cool movie. There's a lot of good like inside jokes that are pretty entertaining.
That'd have to be one I check out because I like the TV show.
Yeah, where would you rank it so far, like superhero movies? Because there's a couple more left for this season.
Wow, that's rough.
I guess there's only Iron Man right now, right? So
Iron Man
than the
was
Fantastic Four.
Iron Man was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Fantastic Four. I would just say it's more family friendly.
Fantastic Four hasn't come out yet.
I did like the Silver Surfer stuff in the second Fantastic Four. The Silver Surfer was cool. But I mean,
I'm saying like judge it so far this year. Don't judge like all comic book movies, but like between Iron Man and the Hulk, does Iron Man beat the Hulk right now?
I think Iron Man is a better movie than the Hulk. But I gotta say it oddly feels like it belongs in the same world. Even though in the Hulk movie they talk about S.H.I.E.L.D. more, which is the agency that Nick Fury runs. And you actually get to see some S.H.I.E.L.D. So it's this weird, it feels like it's a like it's a bridge. Like the Incredible Hulk feels like a bridge between Iron Man and whatever the next Marvel movie is that comes out.
It's awesome. Is the next one is going to be Captain America? Because I keep hearing that.
The next one, which I don't believe has to do with this whole storyline, is the Punisher.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I think Thor is coming out. I don't know if it's next year or the following year, but it's going to be like Thor and Iron Man 2 come out the same year. And then the following year, it's the Captain America movie, which takes place entirely during World War II and ends with Captain America being frozen, like in the comic books.
Yeah.
And then the Avengers movie will come out a couple months later, and that'll be the unfreezing of Captain America. And then the all the Avengers getting together with Iron Man, Incredible Hulk, Captain America, Thor, and all those actors are coming back for that.
That is awesome.
We'll just need Super Friends next.
Yeah. Well, they're making it. They're supposed to be making a Justice League movie.
Really?
Yeah, from the director of Mad Max. They were doing it CG. Unfortunately, it won't be Christian Bale as Batman and Brandon Routh as Superman. It'll be all new people. But it sounds like Marvel's doing it in a way that's like really exciting, where you get to see those actors continue their performances. So that'll be a lot of
fun. Maybe they can bring back George Clooney as Batman.
No.
What about Val Kilmer?
What I really liked is Tim Burton had an idea for a Superman movie where Michael Keaton would come back as Batman in it or something like that. I was like, that'd been so awesome.
But I always think that's neat when movies kind of do that, you know?
Yeah.
It's interesting that, you know, The Incredible Hulk is a Universal movie, and Iron Man was, I think, 20th Century Fox, but you have actors from one movie coming over to the other movie. Even though it's different studios, Marvel's putting their foot down and saying, we're going to start, you know.
Well, I think it was in USA Today, is that Marvel actually bought back the rights from the studios.
Yes.
And now they're their own studios, and they just use the film studios to like distribute it. So it's still theirs.
Yeah.
And they just use whoever to distribute it.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
Yes.
Keep control.
So that's
cool. It sounds awesome. It sounds really cool. So
awesome.
All right. Yeah, I'd say check it out. You're going to have a good time. You're going to laugh. Edward Norton's awesome as Bruce Banner.
He's a good actor.
Yeah, he's great.
That's awesome.
He's great.
All right. This
is probably my favorite role of his since Fight Club.
That's been a while.
So almost 10 years now. That came out in 99.
Yeah, almost 10 years, yeah. You ever see Fight Club, Jay?
No, I did not, so don't spoil the info.
Okay, I won't spoil it.
Just go, dude, Jay, you got to see Fight Club.
I know.
It's great.
Rule about it is like nobody told me about it, so.
Yeah, but I don't know how you've gone this long without finding out.
Yeah.
I know, so don't tell me. Don't tell me the secret ending. It's like, how could I go that long without seeing Sixth Sense?
Yeah.
But
you haven't seen Sixth Sense?
I have. I've seen it. Oh, remember, we watched it. That was the one you got totally snowed over on the twist.
Because Fight Club, I kind of figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
Towards the end.
Yeah.
But
Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense just floored me. I was like, how did I not figure that out?
Yeah, because the thing with Fight Club is, as the movie goes on, it gets stranger and stranger. And then once you figure out what's going on, everything makes sense. So
yeah, it does. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Ralph just looked at somebody. Is that, who is that?
Stevie. Stevie's taking a nap.
Oh, hey, Steve. Hey, Stevie. Wake up.
Okay, I mean Raleigh with Jay and Jack. That's what I meant.
That's right.
All right. So two movies that you reviewed today. What's final say? Kung Fu Panda.
Go see. And Hulk, also see it.
All right. Awesome. So thank you, Ralph. We'll see you next
Monday.
No,
we got five
questions. I know. We're going to go to that next. I'm just closing out this segment.
Oh, okay.
Should I?
All right.
Okay. All right. Well,
you can keep recording. I'll just edit this out.
Okay.
Not a big deal. All right, so Ralph, are you ready for the five?
I sure am.
Because Jack's been working on these questions and he's very proud of him, so that means
the blob.
It's scary for you. All right, here we go.
They're all movie questions, though.
Good.
The five questions for Jack. The five questions for Jack. What will I say? Nobody knows. One thing's for sure, almost anything goes. The five
questions for Jack.
Good.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I hope. Did you go back to our the Autism Speaks and listen for all the movies that I didn't watch and then base the questions on those?
No. Actually, one I watched last night, I hadn't seen in like 10 years, 11 years. It was on one of those Cinemax or Showtime channels.
Secrets of a Call Girl.
Yeah. Who's that? No, but I was up till 4 o'clock watching this movie last night. But it's a classic.
So it's probably like 3 hours long. If you wait,
no, it's not actually that. It's not that long. But all right. What famous? This is question number one, all by right. the way. What famous actor played the pilot in Airport 77?
I'm gonna go ahead and say George Kennedy.
He's in that movie because he's in all that. Because the old joke was if you saw George Kennedy getting on a plane, you got off. But no, he was in the movie, but he's just with like a bit part.
Shoot, oh man, I own a friend of mine gave me the Airport box set, and I haven't watched them. George Kennedy.
This is the one where they're submerged underwater.
Yeah. I want to say Peter Graves, but he's the pilot in Airplane.
Right, yeah, it's not him. Who is Peter Graves' brother?
I don't know.
James Arnez, Matt Dillon.
Oh yeah,
on Gunsmoke. Yep.
I don't know who the pilot is.
You want me to give you a hint?
Sure.
Odd Couple.
Jack Klugman.
No, got the first part right. Who played Felix Unger in the movie The Odd Couple?
Oh man,
I know that one.
Grumpier Old Men.
Jack Lemmon. Jack Lemmon is the pilot in Airport 77.
He's the hero in Airport 77.
I thought Felix Unger is the slob. That'd be Walter Matthau.
No, Felix Unger is Oscar Madison's the slob.
Oh, I thought Unger was the
Walter
slob.
Matthau.
No, so is Felix that like Unger four questions or just one that I got wrong?
That's just one.
Okay, I count that as wrong. I got that one wrong.
Number two.
Okay.
In the best Star Wars movie. Okay. A New Hope, voted on by the people.
Okay.
What year did it come out?
It was released on May 25th, 1977.
Wow. I didn't even ask for the date.
Jeez, that's an easy one.
1970s. Well, he got the date, though. Yeah. Come on. That's insane. All right, now we're going to the blob question.
I'm going
to
keep my hands up so you guys can see that I'm not looking up this info.
Oh, no one could Google that fast. Well, Jay does. Anyway, in 1958 classic.
What does that mean?
Think back to a Married Man podcast. In 1958 classic, The Blob, what was the name of Steve McQueen's character?
His name was Steven. What was his last name? I know his first name was Steven.
You are right.
Is that it? Does he have a last name?
He does have a last name.
Steven. It was something like really plain. Steven Hansen. No, Steven.
Let me give you a hint.
I don't.
You can't give him hints.
Julie.
Haggerty. I have airplane stuck on my mind.
You know, it's her birthday today.
I don't know.
It's her birthday today. Steven, I read in the paper today.
Steven.
She turned 58.
Steven. Man, what's his name? It's something really plain. It's like a one-syllable last name, right?
Two syllables.
Oh, man. Wow. I can't see. I don't know. I'm going to...
Steven, you want me to tell you?
Wait. Steven.
Julie. Dick Van Dyke.
Mary Poppins.
Andrews.
Steven Andrews.
Right. Give him 0.5 on
I'll give
one.
You 0.5 in that
okay.
one. Because I'm still impressed you got the actual date that Star Wars was released. Number four.
Yeah.
You're a fan of the Alien movies, right?
I'm a fan of what?
The Alien movies?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. In Alien, what was the first name of Tom Skerrick's character?
He's Dallas.
It's Dallas.
Is his first name Dallas?
Yes, first name was Dallas. That's, okay. That's what they said. That's what the only thing had listed was Dallas. So I assume that was his
okay.
First name.
He's Dallas.
Cool. All right. Now this one I didn't know. Okay. I was like, because I only know him by his last name because that's all you ever hear in the movie. But in Jaws, the original, what was the first name of Richard Dreyfuss's character?
Matt Hooper.
Matt Hooper. Yeah.
Wow,
that's
nice.
It. Good job.
Was that it? Was that five?
Out of five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did it.
Awesome.
That's an official tally on that one.
Because right away I go, Hooper drives a boat. Hooper. When did they ever say his name? I go, I don't remember saying his name. Because Queeg never says his name. And I guess maybe they first met him. Mm-hmm. When they introduce him to the mayor, I guess he says Matt Hooper.
Huh.
Right? But that's about it, isn't it?
What was
I remember it's Hooper.
Good call there, Rob.
What was my score?
3.5 we gave you.
Ooh.
So that's the best score of the new Jay and Jack show of the five.
That's as good as my review for Zohan last week, I think.
All right, so 3.5, that gives you an official tally in the Guess 5 competition.
Yeah, so you're ahead.
Awesome.
And that's good to go. All right.
I still can't believe you got the date Star Wars came out.
You know, there's a movie coming out called 52577, which is about people in line for waiting for Star Wars.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
and a good friend of mine, who's into film scores as well, his birthday, he was born on the day Star Wars came out in 1977. So.
Now, I can remember waiting in line a week after the movie came out. Mm-hmm. Wait a couple hours. The worst, they should do a movie about when Star Trek, the motion picture, came out, the people that waited in line for 4 hours and were very bitter after they watched the movie sitting in line for 4 hours. Still the worst. Still the worst movie ever made because of how long I had to stand in line and how bad it was. 4 hours standing in line in that hot San Diego
sun. They found a satellite that became self-aware.
I've seen it once. I've never watched it again. Never.
He doesn't want to be reminded.
I've seen Wrath of Khan. Of course, I didn't run and hide when it came on. I wasn't afraid of Wrath of Khan.
Oh.
Wrath of Khan, good.
I wasn't afraid of Wrath of Khan like some.
Jeez, see, Ralph, this is what it is. He'll take something. Never, ever. 30 years from now, he'll swing up Wrath
of Khan. Mommy, turn it off.
Oh, man.
I shouldn't have said that. I feel bad.
Right. I forgot that I told you that. I'm glad you're here to remind me.
You said it on your podcast. That's what I first heard.
It was on, I think it was on your, I was talking with you guys. Was it on our podcast or yours?
I think it was on yours originally. And then
on your podcast.
Maybe that's what it was. But, you told me you were afraid of Wrath of Khan.
Like 3 years ago.
Call!
All right, Ralph, thanks for stopping by,
sure,
and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for hanging out in Raleigh.
On Ralph's Movies Reviews.
Oh, and I'll see you next week. I'm going to be seeing Get Smart and Love Guru.
I'm on the fence on both of those.
I really hope Get Smart is good because I love the TV show, and I keep watching the clips. Some are funny, and some are like, I don't know. But I really hope it's funny because...
Well, the one thing I heard is that the action is really well done, so... At least you'll get a good action movie out of it.
Okay.
All right.
So.
Because the first Get Smart movie they did was not very good.
The Nude Bomb. I watched about 20 minutes of that the other day, and it's heinous.
Yeah. I actually paid for it to go watch it in theaters.
That's pretty rough.
It's bad.
I almost canceled my HBO subscription because of it.
Did it scare you?
Yes. Yes. Oh, man.
All right, Ralph. Thanks for stopping by. We'll see you next week for
All
Ralph's
right,
movie
guys.
Reviews.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye. See ya. All right, Jack. You ready to close out the show?
I am so ready.
All right. Let's
close
do
out
it.
The show.
All right, guys. That is our show for this Monday.
I liked it. It was a good one. A little less.
A little bit whiny in the front. Jeez. We're not going to do it on Mondays. We have to just go back to Sundays are just whiny.
I'm not whiny. I'm trying to educate people and get people to wake up. See the coffee. Smell the coffee. Come on. I'm telling you, when you guys get older and you have a mortgage and you have a car payment and you have this and you have that and this and that and this, you're going, why am I paying so much for my cell phone bill?
Mm-hmm.
Why are my kids addicted to my cell? Well, probably something else besides cell phone then.
Yeah, by then they'll have, brain implants.
Yeah.
They'll let you communicate through your thoughts.
It'd be like Spock.
Mm-hmm.
He'll come up to your shoulder and...
Actually, it'll be really funny one day if they prove that cell phones give you brain tumors or whatever because they're
actually. I was watching that on the news, and they
really
and they do think that it, this one person did think it does cause that.
See, it seems like everything they always say, oh, it'll give you a brain cancer.
Yeah.
But so
then I would be right that it's bad.
What do you mean?
Cell phones are bad. They can kill you. They're like cigarettes.
The cell phones are bad. Nah.
See, I'm not against cell phones.
You're so against cell phones.
No. Our next sponsor is going to be a cell phone company.
Yeah, that'll be hilarious. Panasonic, they probably make a cell phone.
In fact,
so you're missing our sponsor for the rest of the month.
In fact, if they do, I'll do the ad. Cell phones. What's great for America?
Uh-huh. All right, so if you'd like to...
Hey, your baby should have a cell phone. No pacifier. Get him a cell phone.
That's so wrong.
What's wrong with that? They got to learn somewhere, sometime. Got to learn.
Their little fingers can't do it.
Oh, you're saying babies aren't coordinated enough to use a cell phone?
No, they can't.
They have it in their mouth. You slob it all over.
You know, it's funny. I was listening to one of the older Ramblecasts, like season two, and I was complaining about texting.
I know. The funny thing is, you never used to text, and all of a sudden, I look over, and I go, I don't need to text. I don't need that. It was, I think, $5 a month for the texting, and you... I don't need it. I don't ever text. And then one day I'm looking at you going, do, 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 do. I go, you know you don't have unlimited texts. You don't have texting.
Huh? I don't? Mom said I did.
No. I told you didn't.
I know, but that's when I heard it.
Oh. Right then. But remember I had told you, you know, do you want the $5.95 for the 300 texts a month, which always cracks me up. My wife and I go back and forth with this because daughter, I go, why are we paying unlimited text for her? And she goes, well, if she goes over, I go, if she goes over, we put a block on it. Oh, you can't do that. That would just be cruel.
All right. Enough,
again,
enough
after listening to that.
Come on. You're letting your real life ruin the podcast for all the listeners out there.
I think they like it.
No, they don't.
I'm stating facts.
This is we're not a reality show. I'm not going to be the next Hogan family.
Well, I hope not.
Yeah, so let's stay out of that one. All right, Jack.
I think you're the one that's cranky.
Give us a
you
call.
You came home in a bad mood?
No, I didn't.
From work? You were cranky? Or
no, I've actually been really good. I woke up early, went on a walk, had breakfast, went to work. It was really nice. Made my own lunch.
Wow.
I know.
Made your own lunch.
I know. So give us a call at 206-202-5270.
Call anytime.
It's 50... 206-202-5270.
Blah, blah, blah. Anytime.
Also, send us an email at jayandjack@gmail.com. Once again, it's
jayandjack@gmail.com. And I'd like to apologize for Jay, who has not answered the emails that he said he would do.
That's right, huh?
You said you would do them, and I'm sitting back waiting, and...
I'll get to it this week.
It's up
sometime.
To, like, it's up to what, 37 emails there?
I'll get to it.
And you have not answered a single one.
I'll get to
not
it this
a single
week.
One.
Jeez Louise. You're supposed to do the emails anyway. You're slacking.
But I'm still working on the lost ones.
I know. Well, see, I'm covering your butt, and you're complaining.
What do you mean covering my butt?
Yeah.
Who comes up here
you
with...
You have one job to do. One job.
I got
to
come in here and be the heavy. I got to be the bad guy. That's what you said. You wanted me to be the bitter guy.
No, Cliff's the bad guy.
Oh, no. Cliff's the evil guy. Wait, I'm sorry. Hybrid's the evil guy. I kind of feel bad for him.
I do, too. It's a cult.
It is a cult. I think it is a cult.
It's a cult.
He's possessed. He's going to be walking around selling incense here pretty soon.
I don't know how to get him out of it.
He's... I don't know. If you listen to the latest one, when's that going to be on? That's going to be on the Merry Man feed?
Probably, yeah. Probably. Yeah, it'll be on the Merry Man feed.
There were a couple of times I tried to bail him out.
Yeah.
And he went right back in. So, anyway.
If you're listening to us, we love you.
Cliff's a great guy.
Yes, he is.
We're just teasing him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know who Cliff is, but this hybrid guy is just out there.
All right, Jack, what do you say we get out of here? You got a hockey game to go ref.
Yes, I
got to
go ref a hockey game.
Boring C-League. Those games are awful.
Well, you know, it's at least these guys out there getting some exercise.
Yeah.
You know, having some fun.
It's funny to watch.
It was last Friday night. I'm like, oh, man, I could watch paint dry. They're just falling on their own. And the one guy goes, how come that wasn't tripping? I go, because nobody touched him. And then one of the guys on the bench goes, oh, don't worry about him. He's a designated complainer. I go, no, seriously, if someone touches you, I'll call it. But
I wonder who's this family's designated complainer. You.
I'm really not a complainer. I'm deep down, I am not a complainer. I have
you and your spawn, Kayla.
I have things I believe in,
uh-huh.
and I speak freely on those things I believe in. I think
like
I
hatred of cell phones.
I don't see you're misrepresenting. If you're going to tell the facts, do I need to set up a website to debunk things that aren't true? I do not hate cell phones. I'm gonna set that website up.
Just like I'm not a communist.
No, you're a communist.
On that
note, you are a commie. I think cell phones are probably the greatest invention in the last 20 years. But I don't think we should have to pay $500.
Computers not the greatest, like desk personal computers aren't.
All right, so we got two good inventions in the last 20 years.
DVDs.
All right, there's been a lot of great inventions in the last. I love cell phones, but
iPods.
But I don't think I should be paying $500 a month for a cell phone bill.
All right,
and I think I'm gonna say right now.
Yes,
I think most people out there would agree with me.
Okay,
I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm sure we'll get 100 positive emails that you'll have to answer, telling me
okay.
that I'm right about that.
All right,
I'm just trying to help the world.
Okay, hasta luego and goodbye.
Because we are the world.
Hasta luego and goodbye.
And we can make it a better place for you and me.
Man.
What time is it?
It's time for you to go.
I got a few minutes. I got a few minutes to kill.
All right. What are you going to talk about?
Nothing. I really got nothing else.
Okay.
I'm tired of complaining. I've rambled on long enough. You been watching Last Comic Standing?
Nope.
Yeah, it's all right.
I watch parts, but they don't pick the good people.
No, I think they just try and pick a mix of everybody.
The auditions, there's some really funny ones that they just didn't pick.
I think they have them already picked ahead of time.
Yeah, I think so,
I think
too.
These people are...
It's like, how they know to do, like, the video segments with it.
Yeah.
You know?
And so. some of them they pick, you go, okay, he wasn't funny.
Yeah, exactly.
Or she wasn't funny.
It's whoever's manager is probably slipping in the extra couple of dollars.
It's all coming down to the cash.
Mm-hmm.
Well, someone's got to pay the cell phone bill.
All right, Jack, now can we go?
What else? We're going to watch what did we watch?
Sister been safe for the front. This is the fun stuff, not you complaining about cell phone companies.
I thought my rant.
Yeah,
my
don't waste the whole front show of the 20 minutes of the show.
I don't think it was that bad.
It was pretty bad.
It wasn't bad.
It was terrible.
It wasn't bad.
Ruining the show every day.
Less work for you to do. We won't get any emails.
Oh, man. All right.
Hey, but listen to Ralph's segment. That was good.
That's the shining moment of the show.
He is Johnny on the spot when it comes to movies.
Yeah. You got him a couple, though.
I got him a couple, but he was like, he's not you. He's intelligent.
All right. Hasta luego and goodbye.
So you going to Comic-Con?
Yes. We already talked about this.
Okay.
Can we go?
Oh, don't forget to answer that email today.
That doesn't matter. Can we go? Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, Jane Jack. This is David from Cali. Just want to say I love the new show and love all the new segments with Colleen and Ralph. Although I've got to say, Hot Rod, really? I don't know if I can take him seriously after that. And I love Cliff. And I got to say, he is a lot like Michael Scott. He knows how to make me horribly uncomfortable. Just want to say I love the show. And for the verses, Batman and Superman, Batman hands down. Kryptonite, he has it on his belt. Come on. All right, bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. I just want to let you know that I'll be at Comic-Con this year, and I'm going to catch Jack and rub his bald head. I heard it gives you 12 years good luck. Okay, bye.